And it's 43 minutes after the hour. You know, New Jersey gets such a bum rap on so many issues, and it's most of it's not deserved. Even though there are parts of the state mentioned in my new book, Don't Go There. In fact, every U.S. state has a mention in my book for other reasons. People forget, you know, that New Jersey, there's so many firsts here. Thomas Edison was hung out here. Einstein was at Princeton. The first ever baseball game in the United States was played in Hoboken in 1846. I mean, really cool stuff about New Jersey, which I also mention in the book. But I can't continue without also mentioning true crime. And, of course, the name of the book is True Crime New Jersey, written by Patricia Martinelli. Hey, Patricia.
Hi, Peter. How are you today?
Now, I'm great. But, you know, when people talk about New Jersey, of course, the Sopranos come to mind. Sopranos being the fictional characters, of course. But, let's face it, they were based on some facts, weren't they?
Yes, absolutely. Some of your readers, your listeners may not be aware of the fact that New Jersey had its own homegrown mafia family. They were the Di Cavalcantes, and they were located in northern and central New Jersey, and they were ruled by a very dapper old gentleman named Sam the Plumber.
Ah, of course, Sam. Not Joe the Plumber?
Not Joe the Plumber.
Wait a minute. Okay, Sam the Plumber, okay.
Yes, Sam had first claim to the title, and he was actually such an influential figure. He inspired Mario Puzo when he was creating the character of Vito Corleone, the Godfather.
So it all started in New Jersey.
Yes,
it didn't start in Lake Tahoe or Florida.
No. The Cavalcanti family had actually been in New Jersey since the late 1920s, early 1930s. They had their roots in Sicily. New Jersey had the second largest wave of immigrants coming over from southern Italy and Sicily in the late 19th and early 20th century. And while most of them were honest and hardworking people, there was, of course, a small number who decided they wanted to steal what they could from the rest of them.
Okay, and where are the Di Cavalcantes today?
Well, actually, they're still in operation. They've gone through quite a few trials and tribulations since the 1950s because at that time, the FBI illegally bugged Sam the Plumber's headquarters, and they gained about thousands of pages of transcript, which tied the mafia to local politicians and a number of unsolved crimes.
Wait, corrupt politicians in New Jersey? I'm shocked.
As are
wow.
we all.
Okay, so wait. You say they're still in operation. Do I look them up in the phone book? Where do I find them?
Well, no, but they do have their hands still in illegal gambling, and they also dabbled on Wall Street for quite a while until the federal authorities were able to shut down that operation.
Wow. Once again, the federal authorities protecting us on Wall Street. Okay. But when you think about this, I mean, for people wanting to visit New Jersey, you can actually do a crime tour of New Jersey, can't you?
There are a number of interesting sites that are out there, and I think two of the most significant ones are the Burlington County Jail, which has been around since the early 1800s and was used up until the mid-20th century as a prison.
And what is it now?
It's currently open as a tourist attraction in Mount Holly. And it's open pretty much completely to the public to tour the cells and the prison yard where they used to hang the prisoners on gallows. That was once a family event. That's what they did for entertainment in those days.
And whatever you do, don't miss the Di Cavalcanti suite, right?
And also the New Jersey State Police Museum, which documents the 85-year history of the state police.
Now, that's in the capital of Trenton, right?
Yes, it is. And they also have a very extensive collection of memorabilia from the Lindbergh kidnapping, which is the first case that I mention in my book.
And where is the Bada Bing room?
I haven't been there to see it myself, so I can't comment on that.
It's on reruns of The Sopranos is where it is. All right. Amazing. But the point is, you got everybody here, including John List, who we just talked about in a book called Weird New Jersey, the guy who killed his entire family and then disappeared for almost 20 years.
Yes, Mr. List just passed away, as a matter of fact, in prison. Since they did away with the death penalty, he was on death row for a number of years and just recently passed away himself.
Wow. So we can find him where?
Oh, I don't think I would want to, Peter, quite honestly.
All right. The name of the book, of course, True Crime, the author, Patricia Martinelli. Patricia, thanks so much for joining us, and I'll see you at the Bada Bing Room.
A pleasure. I look forward to it.